It seems like just a couple months ago, Kim, you were saying forward contracted wheat could be around $5. We're under $4 now. What's going on?
Well, quite a bit's happened in the market in the last couple months. You look at the Oklahoma wheat crop or the hard red winter wheat crop overall. You know, we were talking about the key to that price is protein and test weight. And I think the market is concerned about protein now when the projected production is coming in significantly higher than last year. Mm-hmm. You look at the crop tour, you know, it came in 119 million bushels, 120 million among friends here. That's compared to 70 last year, 70 million bushels. You know, that's a 70 to 75% increase in production. If you look at the average for Oklahoma, it's around 97 million bushels. Southwest Kansas, that crop tour's been going on. It came in at 48 bushels compared to 35 last year. Colorado, 46.5 versus 36 last year. So the hard red winter wheat crop in the United States right now, if it keeps going, it's going to be significantly higher. It's going to be well above average. And the protein is a question, and I think that's impacted price. Plus, you look at Russia. You ever heard of Russia?
Yeah.
You know, we was talking a couple months ago. You know, 2.5 billion bushels. They're up to 2.95 billion. Now, you know, I said last week that it could possibly 3.1 the way it's going. It really looks good. So, and then you've got the managed funds in the market. They're record short. One estimate had them about 60,000 contracts short. That's around 300 million bushels. Short in the market right now, and of course that has a big impact on prices.
So why are the markets short again, the funds short again?
Well, that's a big question because, you know, a record short, and I think they see what's going on in the world. I think they're concerned about the export demand, especially if we don't have protein, that prices will stay relatively short. Plus, I read an article this week that said that some large investors and big managed fundies were looking at climate change and the impact of climate change. Now, that's not what we're talking about, you know, global warming and that stuff. We know that weather works in cycles, and right now the cycle is we're in the Black Sea area for good wheat production. We know if they produce it, they're going to export it. We know that their production costs are significantly less than ours, and they can keep us out of a lot of market, and that has an impact on prices.
So if this is indeed cyclical, when was the last time we saw a cycle like this?
Well, if you look at how low prices could be, you know, you can go back into the World War I time period. We had a big rally, and then prices were, you know, 10 or 15 years, prices were relatively low with producers just hanging on. And you can go back over time and 4 or 5 year periods or 6 year periods for that cycle. So if I had to just guess, and the market is changing right now, we've massive changes in the world wheat market. It's no longer a U.S. market, it's a world wheat market. And so it's hard to say how long these prices will last, but I think they'll last until the weather changes or the production environment changes in the Black Sea area.
So it seems like every week Russia comes up somewhere in the discussion. What is the significance of Russia in this latest price?
Well, if you look at Russia, like I said, their production costs are significantly less than ours on a bushel. A lot of that is land charges. I read one article that said that with the cheap ruble that they could get in the inputs, the fertilizers and pesticides and such, less expensive or at a lower price than we get them. You know, when you look at the value of the dollar versus the ruble, you've got that. And Russia, their policy, government policy is now is to get these agricultural products out on the export market to bring in those dollars, because with the relatively low oil prices, they need that currency for trade.
So there was some news about Russia selling a lot of wheat to China. It seems like a lot of the Russian and wheat from that area right there has been going to Egypt. How does that move to China impact prices?
Well, I read that headline. A record amount of wheat and corn exported to China this year. Mm-hmm. It was 2.2 million bushels to China. That's a record amount. That's sensationalism. But if you just, you know, I read it early morning. I wasn't able to get back to the article. I said, what's going on here? You know, they've got a significantly higher transportation cost into China than we do. How can they compete? Well, they can't compete with us in China. But China wanted to bring in a cargo of Russian wheat just to show they could.
Yeah.
Mexico brought in a cargo of Russian wheat this last year, mm-hmm. just to show us they could. Now, is it price-wise or smart to do that economically? No. But it's there, and they want to show us that, hey, there are other sources. But the question is, are they over time willing to pay the bucks for it? I don't think so.
You're famous for your third, a third, and a third. Does that hold true for marketing the 2019 crop as well?
I think, as you look at it right now, I think so. If you look at the Russian crop, the Ukraine crop, the Black Sea crop, the other crops aren't going to come in until the August, September, October, November time period, when you get down to South America. So you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, Russia may be looking at a 3 billion bushel crop right now, but by the time they get to harvest it in late July, it can just really go bad fast. We've experienced it here. They can experience it there. And if you go back to 2010, remember, we got a $5.70 price increase from August 1 to mid-February. And the reason was is because reduced production, unexpected reduced production in the Black Sea area.
What's the odds that this is the floor for the price right now?
I think they're relatively high. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think we may have turned or at least bottomed out this week. We got that July contract on KC above $5. I think that's significant. And it may just be wishful thinking, but I think we'll kind of churn our way out of it and maybe even pick up another 50 cents or so. At least that's what I'm hoping.
Okay, thank you much, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.